It's time for the latest election news. Presidential hopeful Kamran Bagheri Lankarani says he has no intention of stepping aside in favour of any candidate for the June 14 vote. The principalist hopeful has said that the Central Council of the Perseverance Front has picked him as the frontrunner in the upcoming election. He dismissed claims that he stepped aside in favour of another member of the group, Saeed Jalili, who's the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council. Lankarani also criticised some presidential hopefuls for raising the possibility of holding direct talks with the United States. He said any compromise with Washington regarding Iran's nuclear energy program would only bring shame and humiliation to the nation. Meanwhile, the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says he will continue the policy of resistance against Western pressure over the country's nuclear program if he's elected president. In an interview with the Financial Times, Saeed Jalili has said that Iran does not recognize Israel as a state. The presidential hopeful added that Iran enriches uranium for peaceful purposes, arguing that the right to do so has been granted under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Jalili also expressed confidence that if he emerges the winner in next month's presidential polls, he'll be able to fix the Iranian economy and bypass Western sanctions, turning them into opportunities. He criticized the U.S. government for its inconsistency, he said, in handling nuclear talks with Iran and dismissed the possibility of direct talks with Washington. Well, one of the presidential hopefuls, who's also the mayor of Tehran, says he can return calm and stability to the people's minds. Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, member of the Coalition of Three, said that he'll be able to restore stability to the country within 2 years. He said people should vote for the new president based on his accomplishments rather than his plans and programs. Ghalibaf was speaking in the northern town of Rasht in the agricultural province of Gilan. Ghalibaf said mismanagement is the only reason for the agricultural problems in the country. He said the administration's wrong policies have led to high unemployment amongst the young. And don't forget, for more news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, you can also log on to our website, presstv.ir. You can find a special section there devoted to the presidential vote. You see there, Iran election 2013. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process. Again, that's on presstv.ir. Go to the presidential section for all the latest.